And nearly 3 million Americans living overseas are eligible to vote. And in such a tightly contested race, those votes might just decide the election.
Now, some of those ballots have been cast right here in Singapore, where about 30,000 U.S. citizens live and work. Many are huddled right now at an election watch party where Aslam Shah is standing by. So, Aslam, tell us about the atmosphere at the watch party.
Well, Arnold, there are no donuts or hot dogs at this watch party, but plenty of kaya toast and kopi o, as about 350 people are enjoying the watch party right behind me, organized by the American Chamber of Commerce in Singapore. Now, this watch party was graced by both Singaporeans and Americans, regardless of which party they are from. And earlier, I spoke with the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce in Singapore, and she told me about the importance of unity to this watch party, regardless of the results. Hear what she has to say.
It is so important for us to gather as a community because we are a community that includes everyone. We are inclusive. We have all parties represented, all candidates represented. We are supportive of everyone. We want to make sure that the results of this U.S. election still reflects the unity of the American business community in Singapore.
Yeah, Aslam, we can use some kopi and kaya toast here. But, you know, there is a lot riding on this election, not just for the U.S., but for other countries as well. You know, tell us how the results may impact Singapore.
Yes, I mean, the past few hours has been plenty of merrymaking, plenty of performances, songs that people are enjoying from both sides, whether they are Democrat-leaning or Republican-leaning. But this elections has huge implications for Singapore. Just to give a context, Singapore might be small, but it definitely packs a punch. There are about 5,800 U.S. companies here in Singapore, and it's also one of the U.S. is also one of the largest foreign investors for Singapore as well. So many of the businesses who are here, business leaders who are here today, will be closely watching, because the policies by which president, by either of the president, whoever wins, will have large implications. Now, Singapore and the U.S. also collaborate on many different areas, including in cybersecurity, new technologies, and climate change as well. And the two leaders have varying policies in these areas. So not just those who are here, not just American business, but also many Singapore business with ties in the U.S. are closely watching, as the policies of these leaders will have huge implications for their own businesses, their lives, and their livelihoods as well.
All right, Aslam Shah, thank you very much for that report. Aslam Shah here in Singapore for us.